the United Healthcare Community Plan. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. If this is a mental health or substance abuse emergency, press 8. Para continuar en español, oprima 3. For languages other than English, press 7. To begin, tell me, are you a healthcare provider or a member? Please hold while your call is transferred to our automated provider services system.
United Healthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, press or say 1. For English, just remain on the line.
Si es miembro o necesita ayuda con su plan de salud o oprima 1.
Hello, I'm Avery, your virtual assistant at United Healthcare. If you're a member and need help with your health plan, say I'm a member or press 1. Otherwise, in a few words, tell me what are you calling about?
Claim status.
Sure. To better assist you, please specify whether your call is related to medical, behavioral health, dental,
medical,
prescription drugs, or... And what is the member ID? I heard 10839-3833. Is that correct? What's the member's date of birth, including the 4-digit? Thank you. One moment while I pull up the account. All right, I have the account in front of me now. What's the date of service? Okay, what is your NPI? I heard you say 12626582226. Is that correct? I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Can you please tell me your NPI? Thanks. I've got it. Please hold while you're transferred to our self-service system. Please wait while I gather some information. Do you want a reference number for this member? I found one claim received on August 14, 2025. The claim ID is 250555639300. The claim is for in-network coverage. It was denied on August 18, 2025. The original billed amount is $100. The remittance advice was sent on August 20th, 2025. United Healthcare Provider Portal users can view a full claim summary, submit a reconsideration, and more on the provider portal at uhcprovider.com. Sign in with your One Healthcare ID and navigate to the claims page for details. Once signed in, if you need any assistance, our online chat advocates are available to assist. Now you can say, repeat, check another claim, main menu, or advocate.
Advocate.
Please hold while your call is being transferred. Would you be willing to take a survey at the end of this call? Thank you. Now, just so you know, when you've finished speaking with the advocate, you'll need to stay on the line to take the survey. I'm transferring you now.
Thank you for calling United Healthcare. My name is John, your provider. Can I have your first name and the first letter to your last name, please?
Good morning, John. This is Harry. Last initial is P4 Papa.
All right, thank you. And can you tell me that provider's name that you're calling for?
Yep. The provider's name is Jigar Shah, and our facility name is Clarksville Cancer Care.
Thank you. And what is the member's name, please?
Member's name is Adam Maples, and the date of birth is May 6th of 1977.
Okay. All right, thank you. And can you also give me the billed amount for this claim?
Yep. The billed amount for this claim is $100.
All right, thank you. I found the claim. How can I help you today?
Our this claim is denied by the insurance, stating service not provided by in-network or primary care provider. So I want to discuss about that, like why our claim is denied for this reason.
Okay, it's showing that for the 99490, that has to be billed by the member's PCP. So it's causing the claim to denial, stating the billing physician is not the member's PCP.
Okay, so you mean as per the provider's contract, this code cannot be billed by a specialist, right?
Well, it's per the member's plan. The plan requires the code to be billed by the member's PCP.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Okay.
And can you find who is the member's PCP so that we can coordinate with them?
Yes, I'm showing the member's PCP is Dr. David, and the last name is Gullett. I'll spell the last name. It's G-U-L-L-E-T-T.
Okay, thank you so much. I have two more claims, so can you please also help me with that?
Okay, sure. Whenever you're ready, I can get the next member ID.
Yep. The next member ID is going to be 130-283-231.
And tell me the member's name and date of birth, please.
Member's name is David Shiver, and the date of birth is June 27 of 1966.
And can you tell me the date of service for this claim?
Sure. The date of service for this claim is going to be May 1st of 2025.
And what is the billed amount, please?
The billed amount is $398.94.
Now, I'm showing that we've received this claim two times. Should I focus on the latest claim that we received or the first claim?
As per our records, we do not have submitted any corrected claim. However, got it. Can you please provide me the claim status of the latest claim? I think you guys have received on 8-22 of 2025.
The latest claim, I'm showing it was received on August the 13th of 2025. That's when it was received. And I'm showing that it processed on August the 18th, and it denied. It's stating that the claim needs to be resubmitted with the NPI number of the referring, attending, or rendering physician.
Okay, so I want to, can you please tell me where we can build the rendering NPIs, because we always build the claims in the same scenario where we build our facilities NPI in the number 32 and it's the box number 32 and 33.
Well, looking at the claim, I show the NPI number to the referring and the servicing provider. So for this claim, I could always send the claim back to have it manually reviewed for you.
And as you said, sir, you need rendering provider's NPI on the claim. We have clearly mentioned the rendering provider's NPI also.
Right, I can see that. So if you'll give me just a moment, I'll send the claim back and ask for it to be reviewed since I'm showing the NPI number on the claim.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Sure, give me just one moment. All right, I appreciate your time today. So I have an order placed on this claim. I'll send it back and ask for it to be manually reviewed. The turnaround time for this can take up to 15 business days. Remember, follow the status of the claim through our web portal at the UHCprovider.com.
Okay, got it. Do you have any ticket number for this so that we can use as our reference?
Yes, the document ID number starts with the letters S Sierra F Frank 2025 0826674466621.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. So can we process with the last patient for my today's call?
Okay, sure. Yes. What is the next member ID, please?
Okay, so the member ID is going to be 372, W as a whiskey, 15206.
Okay, my system says that's an invalid member ID.
Okay, I think... I'll catch this due to the W. I think it's not a UHC's member ID. No problem. Thank you so much, sir. Can you please provide me the initial to your last name?
Yes, Mike.
And may I have our today's call reference number, please?
Sure. The call reference number is 130-657-724.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. John. Have a great day, and can you please transfer this call to a server because this call was very helpful for me and I want to give the reviews.
Awesome. Yes, I appreciate that. All right, well, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for calling United Healthcare. Hold for me just a moment.
Thank you. You too.
For this survey, we'd like to get feedback on the automated menu system that initially answered and routed your call today. Please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all satisfied and 10 means completely satisfied. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Let's begin. How would you rate your overall automated phone system experience today? In order for us to learn about your experience, after the tone, please tell us the one thing we could have done better for you. When you're finished, press pound or just hang up. Thank you. Your feedback is important to us and our efforts to improve the service we provide to our customers. Goodbye.